Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Two again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6. The final as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
I love it.
How about this team?
Love them.
Sweep the Rays.
Well, and they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do.
You didn't really take
the pledge. Why did Kyle just shoot me the evil?
Because everyone knows you didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did.
Now, you know who took it seriously? Phillies. And Dave Dombrowski, who had a good offseason. We could say it now. It's you know, now that this thing is playing out, this offseason was way better. I'll put it this way. It was way better than we gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, a lot of people said it was blah, not good enough, including me. I thought it was a blah offseason, not enough to move this thing forward. Well, they've done enough internally with the lineup in terms of getting their approach the right way. They've added Luzardo, who's been, depending on what you want to look at, ERA or, you know, wins above, but he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball so far this year. They kept Taiwan while most of us wanted him dumped. They added Max Cutler. That's a good offseason. Dave Dombrowski, I'm sorry for being too hard on you. Kyle, are you willing to say you're sorry to Dave Dombrowski?
Of course I am, because I'm a grown-up. I admit when I'm wrong.
Yep.
And I apologize. I had an epiphany the other day.
Okay.
Epiphany. Oh, heck, can't wait to hear this.
I don't think you're going to like it. Because I realized that this is not about how the season ends when it comes to judging Dave Dombrowski's offseason.
Nope.
It's not.
It's about
because
now.
Ultimately, that's out of his control. He put the team in a good enough position to contend for a World Series. They can still get hot at the right time.
Yep.
He gave them an ultimatum, the offense at least, that they have to change, and this is it. And if they don't, then we can shake this thing up. We're not overly committed. We didn't trade away Painter. We didn't trade away Aiden Miller. We have our best assets still. We didn't go too far in on this core. We can shake things up if it doesn't work. They have one last chance, and they have flexibility at the trade deadline. They upgraded two of the biggest weaknesses from last season. That was the fifth starter,
mm-hmm.
Taiwan. And now Taiwan's even, you know, they banked on him a little bit, and he's pitching well in the bullpen, or did pitch well in the bullpen. And Jesus Cesar is a clear upgrade. Austin Hayes sucked, was a turd. Max Kepler is better, and I think will be even better as the season goes on, than Austin Hayes. And look, while the bullpen still isn't great, I think that is by far the easiest area of a team to address in the middle of a season. They can't fix an offense. They can't fix a starting rotation. But you can add bullpen pieces that can help you and give you more depth in that pitching spot. So I think they're in a really good spot. I think they absolutely can win the World Series, but they're not totally screwed if they don't. This isn't a 2012 Phillies situation where we're done for, you know, for a decade. It doesn't work. We have youth. We have prospects. Like, it was the perfect hedge this offseason.
Well, and let's also be real about this. They kind of cut off the spending. I mean, they didn't want to keep going, right? So if the budget got tighter, and you could say, well, that's because Dave made mistakes in earlier offseasons. That's okay. That's fair. But if the budget got tighter, you got to operate within the budget. And they got better within the budget. They didn't give away their best prospects. They didn't give away bad long-term contracts. And they're in a better spot right now. It all sounds to me like the kind of executive we should apologize to. I did it. Kyle did it.
They need to apologize to Schwarber for not giving the contract.
Don't apologize to anyone. He's on a contract.
Bryce Harper needs to apologize to me for that gender reveal.
Nobody
bat
needs
that
to apologize to you for
well,
one
Well, I don't need
bat.
To apologize to nobody then.
Yes,
if I don't
you
get
do.
An apology, then no.
You sit
apologize.
Here 4 hours a day ripping Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's something about right.
Yeah.
That's something about right.
And you didn't apologize today.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying an apology?
Mm.
No. It could. It really would make you feel better.
You
it would light.
Gonna,
it would lighten. It would take the weight off your shoulders.
Speaking about what's gonna make me feel better. Yeah. Ooh, about what 2:30 when I get in front of these two big old turbine fans that I just bought from the Home Depot.
You going
yesterday.
To bed at 2:30?
Ooh, I'm gonna jump in the bed, and turn them fans on.
Yeah, is that?
It's gonna sound like.
Is that for the night or is that for now?
No, that's for the night. I don't know. It all depends.
Yeah,
it's Friday. And it's raining.
Bedtime at 2:30 in the afternoon.
It's Friday and it's raining.
I was going to call you old. That's what babies take naps in the afternoon.
No, I'm just saying.
Babies.
It's Friday and it's raining.
Mm.
You know, I'm just, hey.
Man.
I don't know. It just all depends.
Some wild
clock ticking on you, pal?
Wild Friday night plans.
He said the clock ticking.
Well, he did say yesterday he's in his twilight years.
I'm in my twilight.
I got a message from someone that said, you know, does Hugh know that twilight means like that's about to be the end
no,
of their
I know,
life?
No, yeah. Somebody else said that yeah. to me the other day. It was like, you know that you're not in your twilight. But it works well for my narrative.
Not the upper
you know
room.
What I mean? It's not
for your brand of sleeping in the afternoon.
I am not the only person that takes a nap when they get done work. I'm not.
Oh no, you're not. I'm not.
Yeah, but
I'm the one that looks.
Yeah,
forward.
I think
when I get home, I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
But wait a second, you acknowledge you might be out for the night
that might,
at 2:30.
No, I'm just it just all depends. It's like I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So today is still kind of open. Harper might want to do something. You know, we went to Red Lobster last weekend.
Oh, the biscuits.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits Woo! Was on point. So ain't no telling what he might want to do.
Wild Friday night with Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, it might get a little
napping
crazy.
Napping in Red Lobster.
Might get a little crazy.
All right. Your phone calls. And we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. The best answer we get on a try date is something Hugh Douglas would not try wins the prize this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Sunoco. Dom is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dom?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you guys wearing flip-flops today?
Don't wear flip-flops.
No, sneakers.
Okay.
Why?
I was just gonna,
why is that?
Because you guys are acting real flip-floppy with the Phillies.
What do you mean?
Who is you guys? Who are we talking about?
You people.
Can you be
yeah,
a little
what
bit
do you mean?
Specific?
What's flip-floppy? Team's playing well. We're excited. What do you mean?
Just about 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about how the offseason, Dombrowski didn't do anything, mm-hmm. and Romano and Kepler, they suck, and we're running it back with the same team, and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, they're playing
said,
good.
Blah,
and,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's why we're apologizing.
Yeah, we're
wrong.
I'm sorry, Dombrowski, and then 2 weeks when they get smacked up a couple times, then it's going to be, this is unbelievable.
So here's my question.
So he's talking to y'all.
Well, no.
He talking to y'all.
Well, hold on. Dom, are you a Phillies fan?
He's a mess.
No.
Okay. So when you get new information about your team, do you have the same opinion or
yeah,
do you change your mind?
Yeah, how did you feel about Juan Soto at the beginning of the season there, bud? How was you feeling about him?
Well, with 162 games, I don't change my opinion.
I mean, but
sure you don't.
How did you feel about Juan at the beginning of the season?
So you say over 162, you don't because it's a long season, you don't change your opinion. How about when they sucked for 2 months last year? You thought the team was going to finish in the NLCS?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's just a blatant
lie. We all know how this story ends.
Oh,
come on,
goodness,
man.
I give it to the Phillies. The Phillies are a good team. They're playing good right now.
How does this story end? As the Mets fan, my entire life has not won the World Series. I mean, like, I was like a baby the last time they won. So usually it ends with the Mets not winning anything.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And same story for the Phillies.
No, the Phillies have...
No.
The Phillies have won way more recently than the Mets, Tom.
Now you sound like a Cowboys fan.
But no, this is true. I mean, the Phillies were in the World Series 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Tom, they lost. I mean,
it's the same thing.
It's a little pathetic.
If you lose to the wild card round or you make it to the World Series,
That's not really true. I mean, you think losing the first round is the same as making the World Series?
Same result.
But it's not the same. I mean, Dom, we could be... So what's your point? Like, we shouldn't apologize to Dombrowski or what?
Just try to be less flip-floppy,
No.
Try to be less flip-floppy.
How about we have new information and new opinions? How about that, Dom? We go with that. Dom,
I think that was more like Dom was trying to, like...
Yeah, it was a little brutal.
Well, he was trying to be creative and talk about us flip-flopping or whatever, but he didn't have the bandwidth to pull it off.
No, he also blatantly lied to everybody.
Yeah.
About the NLCS thing.
Yeah, he kind of when I talked about Juan Soto early in the year, he kind of didn't want to answer that directly.
But you can't tell me that when Jorge Lopez threw the glove into the stands last year and said, "I'm on the worst team in baseball," that he was like, "Dad, we're going to the NLCS."
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
What a loser.
What else did they do last year? They had the Hawk Tua girl throughout the pitch, and they had
Grimace
was the turning point.
Metting was a real thing?
The Mets are going to met.
It's been like that. Yeah. So stop it.
No, the Mets are notoriously a joke. I mean, congrats on your cute little trip to the NLCS last year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You see, Hugh, the problem is that the people that agree with you on this, that's them.
No, that's not. That's not Dom. Like, my people have a little bit more, fire to them than that. A little bit more creative.
Dom was not creative at all.
Yeah, but he was on your side of the thing.
But he's not creative.
I know, but
I don't. You know, we do creativity.
But
over
doesn't it make
side.
You feel a little worse than he was on your
not
side?
Not really. It was like Dom was dry. He was a little dry.
Look, and I hate to give him credit, but at least Cowboy Jim like tries to come at you.
Yeah.
And
he's just
tries
dope.
To have some zingers. Yeah, Dom was just boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
that
was
guy
a little
sucked.
Dry.
Well, he came in like high and mighty. He's a Mets fan.
Right.
The Mets don't win anything. Yeah. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo.
Self.
Hey, listen, man. First off, one thing you're not going to try is to bow down to nobody to please him.
That's true.
Some would call that being stubborn, though.
Yes, that is stubborn.
Yeah, but you know who else stubborn? Remember when I told y'all to apologize to you, and you and Kyle refused to do it?
What am I apologizing to you for?
This was back when the whole Taiwan thing, and he called the game.
Oh, he's the I have acknowledged he's the Taiwan whisperer.
We admitted we were wrong.
Yeah.
Now here we go. First off, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We're not apologizing to a man doing what he's
very surprised.
To do, mm-hmm. Right? Now here's the thing. When the Phillies go on a losing spree, 3-4 games, y'all wishy-washy is gonna go back to
wishy-washy.
Yeah, man, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, he didn't make the move. Y'all gonna go right
back
to that.
Well, no, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna react to the new information. I got good information right now, Dave.
I also thought I made it very clear that it's not really about, mm-hmm. you know, that any more like small results and big results, you know.
I got an Eagles point and a Sixers point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
You and Cal need to apologize to me.
For what?
I told y'all
absolutely not.
Garbage, and I told y'all Embiid, we weren't winning nothing with Embiid here.
I agreed now, with you on Embiid.
What are you talking about?
Now all of a sudden everybody want to get rid of Embiid and want to trash him. But I've been telling y'all this since I've been calling him.
No, you are a soothsayer.
I've been with you on Embiid the whole time. Why should I apologize? We're on the same page with him.
All right, well, then Kyle definitely needs to apologize.
We know Kyle.
and y'all owe me an apology because didn't I call it?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoever thought Goddard was going don't know what they don't know what they're looking at. I told y'all, as long as it was taken, I knew he was going to stay here because of the homeboy pay cut and the brotherhood payout. I told y'all that, so I knew he was going to get paid. You know what I mean? So, again, y'all need to apologize.
He didn't get paid.
We're not apologizing to himself. I mean, this is not going to happen.
He didn't get paid. He took a pay cut.
He took a pay cut.
But he still got paid. He got
this is
hold on. If you're owed $14 million and you take $10 million, you've taken a pay cut.
A little bit.
Listen.
No, this is an L, so.
Y'all
this
don't
is
have to
L.
apologize to me.
Yeah, we're not
okay.
Gonna.
I'm just going to relish it.
Well, you should apologize to Howie Roseman.
Not at all. Never.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it never happens. Have a good one, y'all.
You got it, Self. Appreciate it. I mean, Self wants apologies, won't give them out. I mean, this is, and he's right. You will not bow down or, because you're stubborn. Whatever. I mean, that's the.
No, I'm not a little bit. No, I wouldn't say stubborn. Just have conviction. I have vision.
Vision.
That's just kind of, it's just like, I have vision. I have vision.
Yeah. I'm not sure about all that, but
yeah, a little bit.
We can keep saying it. Jake Adelko is up, and then we got to get to a little Andrew Painter check-in after his start last night in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Oh, let me tell you, Hugh is just so funny when his aversion to pretty much any body of water anywhere, freshwater, so it's so funny. It makes me think they did a spoof on Planet Earth, and it was Snoop Dogg, and it was Plizanet Earth. Ever see that?
I've never seen that.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so funny. Snoop would narrate, and he was watching these prairie dogs like fighting other animals, and it was so funny. It makes me think we should have one, a Planet Earth, but with Hugh narrating.
I would watch that in a heartbeat. That'd be great. That would be awesome.
Oh, I ain't going in there.
Well, there could be gators. There could be crocodiles.
No, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not
doing all
that. You ever hear Hugh tell the story of when he lived in Jacksonville and they told him there could be, what did they tell you? There could be gators under your car?
No, they tell you that. You know, where I lived at, it was backed up to a swamp. And it was like, hey, in the morning, you want to keep your garage. Always want to keep your garage down. And when you park your car from a rain, you might want to look underneath the truck because gators tend to crawl under the truck. So I would park my car close to the door. And when I would open the door and look under the truck, and then I would just jump in. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, As if it wasn't a bad enough time for you down there.
Oh no, Jackson, like Florida, man. I'm not a Florida guy.
No, that's not.
I'm not
you.
That's not
yeah,
my. That's not
clearly,
my move.
Clearly, no. When there was the gator at Citizens Bank Park last year, that whole thing was hilarious too. Because
the emotional support gator.
Oh, he had a name. What was his name?
Wally.
Wally. That was BS that they were letting him in. You can't have gators at stadiums.
Hugh started telling a story of like an old lady. He's like, yeah, and the gator came out and he ate her.
He did. The gator did eat the lady, though.
Yep. All right, Jake, what do you got for us in the Phils? What do you think about the offseason now?
Well, the first thing I think is I remember last year, Joe, maybe a little bit later in the season than this, you came in one day and you said, I'm ready to declare that this is the best Phillies team ever.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I was wrong. Yeah, wrong about that one.
Well, I feel like you cursed them. I mean,
oh, it's my fault?
Yeah, it's your fault.
I'll take the L for it. It's all right.
and I just feel like maybe you're getting ahead of yourself with this take too on Dombrowski. It's too early to say something like that. Although that being said, it is true. Lizardo has been like, whoa.
Right. I guess my point, Jake, is that we didn't. Considering what Lizardo is, it didn't move the needle for us as fans when in reality it probably should have. Like he's a better pitcher than maybe we gave Dombrowski credit for acquiring.
Yeah, we wanted the big splash. But meanwhile, that flew under the radar. So
it did. All right, Jake, what do you got for us? Something Hugh wouldn't try.
That Hugh wouldn't try?
Wouldn't.
Or that he should try?
Wouldn't. Well, they could be the same thing, but wouldn't.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's a little, I think Hugh should go to the Camden Aquarium. Maybe that would help him to see these beautiful creatures in a safe situation.
He's beyond help, Jake.
Yeah.
What do you mean go to the aquarium and do what?
Just walk around.
Just hang out. I mean, I don't have a problem going to the aquarium.
You would?
Yeah, but I'm not, because I'm not getting the tank.
You know they have the thing where you put your hand in and you could touch
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the stingrays.
That's right.
You could,
you could pet the stingrays. Yeah. No. You never done that?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It is
kind of weird.
It is bizarre that we have that. Jake, good phone call. All right, so pet the stingrays.
You know, in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Aquarium, they have something where you could swim in the big tank where they used to have that.
Would you do that?
No. Nah.
I would do that.
Hell
all right.
No.
Can we do a little check-in on Andrew Painter and his performance last night?
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
It'll be a really good matchup and a really good test for Andrew Painter coming off of Tommy John surgery. Pitch, swing and a miss, he struck him out. 2-2, Sable swings and misses, got him with a curveball down the dirt. 1-2. Thompson takes a knee-buckling curveball at the knees. He's down looking, and it's three strikeouts already for Andrew Painter. 1-2 pitch, Nathan Hickey. Curveball called strike three, and Andrew Painter back-to-back. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Curveball again down the dirt. Rozier can't lay off. He's got five from the ball game.
Painter Watu last night. First start in AAA Lehigh Valley. Three innings, one hit. Five strikeouts, three walks, 60 pitches, hit 98 on the radar gun.
And damn.
The curveball is nasty because he's got that fastball that blows by, and then that curveball is pretty loopy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He got the strikeouts on those.
The drop-off on that, you know. So that was the curve.
That was the curve. So a couple things to that. I was watching some of the highlights and reading a little bit before he did last night. So I do think, and I'm not kidding on this, because, you know, I've joked around about Stubbs lately. I think it's a good thing he has Stubbs catching him.
Because he's been up at the big leagues, and he's trying to give him little tips and whatnot.
I mean, he has a guy that's spent a lot of time in the majors, caught Zach Wheeler, caught Aaron Nola. So that, I think that's really going to help him the next month or two, however long.
I like the music that Kyle's
me
playing.
Too.
That music that he's playing.
Like the Bob Ross, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
When he arrives to Philadelphia, he should come out of the bullpen to this song. With the Bob Ross, too.
Well, the only problem is that the song is called Walk.
Might not be great
for don't need that for yet.
Well, now...
I got it. Walk. You don't walk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. But that actually leads us to the one part of last night that was not... Because I think we look at him and we think he's just like, he's ready to roll. He did walk the bases loaded last night, Hugh, and it seems like this is a challenge for him because the hitters at single A, double A, he's past that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like he's got to learn to pitch a little bit at AAA because now he's facing guys that are either going to be in the big league soon or probably a lot of these guys have been in the big league.
98, though.
Oh, I know.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the next month or two is about just like kind of rough around the edges.
Fine-tuning stuff. Yeah.
But you could tell his stuff. Like there's no doubt to me he could come up here tomorrow and get hitters out. Now it's about getting through the lineup, and it's about not walking people and all that kind of stuff. But a good debut for Andrew Painter last night in AAA, 98 on the gun, three innings, 60 pitches. And now it's just a matter of when he's ready and when they need him, like whenever those two things meet each other. I mean, they've said July-ish for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that makes sense, but... You know, who knows? If he dominates or if they have an injury, it could be sped up. We shall see. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. We do have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Try day, something you'd think Hugh Douglas wouldn't try. Swimming in a tank with other fish, probably not going to be one he would try.
Definitely not doing
We've
that.
Had so many good answers today. Taking accountability, meal and hard liquor at the same time, marriage again, skydiving.
The marriage one is funny.
It is, yeah. Skinny dipping in the Schuylkill.
Very personal.
Yep.
Yeah, that hit home a little bit.
The one that really is ridiculous that you wouldn't try is just eating a hot dog like a normal person.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got to break it up like a kid.
Yeah, break it up.
Yeah, well, you don't, but you do anyway. All right, your calls on all this. The Phillies, are you ready and are you prepared to apologize to Dave Dabrowski? Plus, we got to get to some audio from Brandon Graham, who is on Good Morning Football. He dropped a quick but interesting comment about the Eagles' offense. We want to talk about that next. That's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.